Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy Friday, everybody. The latest with our Falcons is Michael Penix did practice. He was still limited somewhat, but he was seen throwing. The news that Mark Raimondi gave us from ESPN today was that Kirk Cousins later in the week played and certainly got more and more snaps in regards to his preparation for this weekend. What does that mean? We don't know. I think it's going to be a game-time decision, Mike, and I think Sunday we'll wake up and find out what coach is thinking and where this thing is at. But Penix is not – he's not throwing and not able to play. It's just you have to make a decision as an organization, Mike. Is it in his best interest? Is it in your best interest?
Well, I mean, a guy that you know, part of the pre-draft analysis of Penix was some teams a little worried about the history of knee surgeries and issues with the knee. Of course, Mike doesn't want to hear that, and he kind of brushed that off when asked about it this week. But it is a knee. And you got a viable backup, but it also brings a little baggage into the equation, brings a little drama, potentially. As Mark Raimondi signed off on, I heard Steak talking about it today in the Steakhouse. Carl and Mike are right. It's you have a quarterback controversy. So, but it's certainly in the eye of the beholder, because I put the video up that Dear Orlando Ledbetter initially had, and some guys go, he looks fine. Other guys, he don't look right. And we've seen that all day. You see it on the text line? Guy's like, oh man, he looks gimpy as hell, man. So it's really all in the eye of the beholder.
Gimpy.
He's just thrown it to, I think it was Kadarius Hodge, you know, one on one without anybody in his face because it's practice, you know. But anyway, everyone's got a take on it. I just want to see them run the football. But if there is an inkling that he's not close to 100% and it's a knee that he's had issues with, just put Cousins in. And roll with it, and let's get on with our lives. And as we said, then hopefully you've created a strong enough culture that there's no problem. Kirk has not created any distractions. All the things you and I worried about this offseason never happened. And we had a chance to talk to Kirk, as I mentioned to you yesterday, off air, and he's cool with it. Let's go. I mean, you do have a $45 million insurance policy that you can cash in right now. I mean, if anything else, it's the perfect opportunity to validate. You know, not trying to move him in the offseason.
Yeah. Look, at the end of the day, when Sunday 4 o'clock rolls around, 4:30, all I care about is a dub. And if it means Mike's got to sit this week because it's in the best interest of the team and he gives us, you know, Kirk gives us the best chance to win, so be it. Guys, we got to ultimately reach the goal of getting to the playoffs. That's what this is about. And I think for me, this is where I sit, and maybe I don't know where you guys are. Michael's going to have plenty of time and plenty of opportunities to show how great he can be. But there are going to be times like this where, dude, you might want to rest. And we need to go out and get a win. And if we roll you out there, and God forbid, something else happens.
Right, right.
That's the other part that you have to weigh. This isn't an NFL game.
Right.
You guys, the Miami Dolphins aren't going to go, man, you know what? Penix is kind of banged up, man. Let's take it easy on him.
Let's pull up on him.
They're not thinking that way. So you've got to make sure that sometimes you think for the player, even though Mike wants to play, I'm sure he does. And if he does, Michael, we expect you to be 100%. We don't expect you to throw incomplete passes because your knee's bothering you or the back of your knee or whatever this thing is that happened. So I just want 4:30 Sunday afternoon. I just want to be talking about a win, Mike. And I don't care how it looks because this game has me on edge because I just know the Dolphins are waiting for a moment to pounce. They've not been able to execute enough to do that this season. They can't do it at Mercedes-Benz on Sunday.
Right, and that's one of the things that, you know, as we said, we are, of course, the living exception to all the NFL rules because Dan Quinn lost five games in a row. Normally doesn't happen, you know, unless you've had, you know, a year like, you know, when Mike Vick goes in the Hooskow, right? I mean, but the Dolphins, to your point, this would be their fourth loss in a row. Losing to the Panthers, scoring 24, losing to the Chargers, scoring 27, and then basically getting humiliated by the Browns, which, you know, this gets back to look at the man in the mirror. You know, where's your pride, Willie? I don't know what's going on with Miami. The owner seems like an absentee landlord. The coach seems like a good offensive mind, but maybe not a leader of men. You got a quarterback throwing his own teammates under the bus. This is a scary game for all of those reasons. It shouldn't be.
No, you're right.
They should be dead in the water. And they are dead in the water in the run game. Those numbers, a couple of guys looked up and go, Mike, what do you think, I'm making this stuff up? No, I just put it out there on social media. And by the way, guys, you can look this stuff up yourself, okay? Google team defense, rushing, you know, or rushing numbers. And you'll find the stats. The Dolphins are the worst team at stopping the run in the league. So let's go to get after it. Bijan, left, right, up the middle. And then, as we mentioned, Algier is banged up. So we've got another guy named Nathan Carter who looked good in preseason. That'd be the backup.
All right. More on this coming up. We got to talk some college football, though. Dogs, bye week, they'll prepare for Florida and are preparing as we speak. But we got to talk about something that we all thought was a little fishy, and the SEC has done something about it. Now, Mike, you've said you want full transparency
right. When
it comes to the officiating. You want to be able to be and hear on the microphone and the headset what's going on like they do in the ACC. The SEC is yet to do that, but if you did not hear, they did suspend the referee, the head official, Ken Williamson, for the remainder of the season in wake of his crew's performance in the Georgia-Auburn game.
Now, according to The Athletic, he did tell the SEC, or at least friends that got back, that he was planning on retiring at the end of the season. And look, there's older refs that do a great job, and there's some older refs that look like they're older refs that shouldn't be on the field. We've seen it in the NFL. You know, there's guys that look like they've kind of gotten past their prime, you know? And if you can't, you know, be, first off, the physical, you know, let's be honest, you need to be in great shape.
That's
you
got
to be able to run with some of these guys. Okay, more so, you know, the back judge line, you know, the lineman, I get it. But you've got a guy that was completely out of his element, looked like he'd never reffed a game before, and the aesthetic, the actual broadcast was unwatchable because this, like, Keystone Cops Three Stooges thing that was going on. And I would love to have it. You mentioned it. The ACC guys, you know, guys who watch the ACC, you see it. When they go to replay, you get the definitive play. You get to hear what's going on, looking at the angle. Who would not have wanted to hear? Because maybe the SEC sounds like a bunch of nitwits. Maybe it sounds about as disorganized as something that would take as long as it took on a huge call. I know they want to get it right. But to me, the naked eye, by the first 45 seconds, I've seen it. He didn't have control of the football breaking the plane. Then you've got the other aspect of it where Kirby claims that he was simply saying they cannot clap because that's illegal. But that didn't pass the eye test either, which is kind of just piling on, which looks like a lot of incompetence from that crew, which is already on record. Day-Day brought this up on our podcast, that they've also blown a lot of games with this crew over the years.
Yeah.
And they've misinterpreted things. I think it was the same guys to the Auburn, Oklahoma, when you had the Oklahoma sneak play, when they sneak on the field. Anyway, crew that doesn't really have it dialed in. Time to go.
Should there be more of this, though? We talk about accountability. This is the first time, Mike, in a very long time where we said, hey, the league's showing some accountability here. Most cases, they tell us they've reviewed it. The media doesn't get a chance to talk to these officials.
By the way, I want to correct something. Williamson was not involved, but that was another element where the SEC looks like they don't know what they're doing. The trick play that was illegal where they got the touchdown, Oklahoma for Auburn. Back to you.
No, I got you. Because we want to put him in his right. Light.
I don't want to give him credit for something he didn't screw up.
Right. But he did screw this up, and he was the lead official. It almost felt like, too, and this should never be the case, like I should never watch a game and the officials don't know what the rule is. That is the other part about this. Like, that's your job, and I don't care how thick the rule book is, and this is why coaches on the field before games, guys, you see them talking to the officials, you ever wonder? They're telling them, hey, we might run this. Hey, I might have an eligible guy that on the other side of a position or a particular formation. They're letting the officials know, maybe before the game, these are some of the things we might be thinking about. You can do those things, but sometimes I feel like, Mike, in these situations, it's like, do they know what's going on? Do they know the rules here? Either way, I thought it was the right decision by the SEC to suspend this particular official. I just want more accountability. That's all I want.
Williamson's also known for having trouble figuring out which way to face calling penalties. Also, in overtime, Carl positioned the team in the wrong spot.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
there's just that. Basic stuff. And this goes, you can Google them. You can see mistakes going back to 2014. So that's when we get, same thing we say about the NFL, accountability. There was an article yesterday in Sporting News that the NFL is going to use AI to help improve officiating. How about make the officials full-time? You know, and have them literally watch tape 24/7 and have a camp and have an age limit. Okay, they got a great pension plan. They got a great per diem. Who says you got to be in your 60s as an NFL ref?
No, you don't. You don't. All right, let me ask you about Georgia Tech, because this is one that we're paying attention to. Again, the Dogs are off. They'll play Florida next week, and we'll be all over that. It will have a different feel simply because Georgia Tech, or excuse me, the Florida Gators are going to have a new interim head coach. But we got plenty of time to talk about that. Let's talk about number 7, Georgia Tech, hosting Syracuse. What it's going to take, Mike, to pick up another win. We're not talking about the spread. And by the way, look, they're getting a lot of love at home. Everybody now all of a sudden is starting to believe Georgia Tech's a really good football team, which I think most of us have been saying all season. You're going to have moments where you have lapses. That happened for them on the road. They were able to still win. This is that winning ugly thing we've been talking about with the Falcons, where we can't find a way to win these ugly games. Georgia Tech has. They're undefeated. Syracuse, Mike, 3-4, 1-3 in the conference. But they can play spoiler here. Not only improve their record, but more importantly, you know, you're talking about potentially going 8-0. It would be the first 8-win season or 8-0 season since, what, 2016? And the 6th 8-0 start in program history if they're able to win on Saturday.
Syracuse has had some really bad outings. After beating Clemson and the emotions of Fran Brown, they lost to Duke 38-3, got beat bad by SMU 31-18, and then Pitt got them 30-13. So the same logic we were talking about Miami. Are they due? No. Their offense is dysfunctional. Quarterback play is bad. Too many turnovers. I think last year, and we spent a lot of time this week talking about how Fran is a master motivator, yep, and really turned this into, Tech thinks they could come here and out-physical us. We're not going to let them do that. So that became a big rallying cry, and they had a big emotional win up there in Syracuse last year. I didn't want to touch it because I still think the number's a bit big, but I still think Georgia Tech is going to win this by 10 or more. We didn't jump on it.
No, picks. No, and I feel good about it too. Look, I think it was Day-Day who said we need more Jamal Haynes, right? He's got to be more prevalent in this offense. This rushing attack should be two-headed. You got Hosley, you got Jamal. These guys, there should be more to it. But I'm not going to sit here and criticize what Brent Key and his staff have been able to do, because it's been pretty damn good. And whatever's working continues to work. But I feel the same way, Mike. I think Georgia Tech's going to handle business. I do think it'll be a double-digit victory for them. And we said this. Guys, they play well at home. This is homecoming, by the way. So Brent Key said, look, homecoming's for the fans, but don't get it twisted. You don't want to lose at homecoming either. So they play well at home. They've established a home field advantage. I think Georgia Tech will handle business this weekend.
Basically, Syracuse is kind of a one-trick pony. It kind of looks like old football, like in the 70s, where the quarterback couldn't throw to save his life. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, you run the football and just – oh, I mean, like a Paul Johnson offense. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I said that. But no, as far as this week, inconsistent quarterback play. Ricky Collins is the guy that's in there. They've gone through multiple quarterbacks because of injury, and this guy just looks like a dude who's learning how to play the position at the college level.
Yeah.
So it should be Haynes. Now, you and I keep saying somebody's going to make Haynes King have to throw it. Haynes King had to throw it over 250 yards in the losing effort at Syracuse last year. I don't think that's true. But then Syracuse put a lot of guys in the league, and guys graduated off that defense.
How good's Virginia, by the way? I only ask that because atop the ACC right now, it's Tech and Virginia. Virginia's 6-1 overall. They're 3-0 in conference. SMU, don't sleep on them. They're 3-0 in conference. Georgia Tech is 4-0. They could go to 5-0 with a win against Syracuse, obviously, on Saturday. How good is Virginia, Mike? Is that a team we're going to be talking about down the road here?
Well, they got athletes. Look, don't ask me. I saw them beat FSU. They got physical players. They got tremendous athletes. They can run. They got some defensive piece that can stop. Now, they give up a bunch of points. But look, they beat FSU in OT, beat Louisville in OT. Like just like Ole Miss, they struggled with Washington State. They got that win. They lost at Carter-Finley, which we know is a tough place to play.
Yep.
But they've got their sights set now on winning the ACC. Hmm. And they got a great coach, too.
All right, guys. We'll be all over this Monday. Good luck to Georgia Tech. Handle homecoming. When we come back, though, Mike, we got some guy talk before we talk to Steve Koonin.
Right, man. A couple of things for you. Did you see the beauty pageant screw up over there?
No.
You guys see this over? I think it was in Thailand. I'll tell you how this thing went down. Embarrassing moment for the young lady. Also,
was Steve Harvey part of it?
No, Steve Harvey did not say the wrong name.
Okay, all right. Sorry, Steve.
Somebody heard the wrong name. We'll get into that.
I'm not talking about old stuff.
We'll get into that. And by the way, a lady tells me, doesn't yell at me in the parking garage. Something else happened. I'll explain.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Where to play is play. We had Mark Romani on earlier today, and it was funny. Up at camp the other day, he was joking around. I was making coffee at the Starbucks machine that they have at Falcons headquarters.
Pretty cool, isn't it?
Really is neat. And Mark goes, hey, you need some help with that, baby? If you'd heard the conversation earlier in the week, there was a lady that was having trouble getting out of the parking garage here at Colony Square, and I yelled out from the top down of my car, hey, you need some help with that, baby? And then she unleashed a tirade of profanity at me. Thought I must have said something else. And needless to say, I'm just not, you know. Next time I'll say, excuse me, Bam, are you having trouble with the machine?
That's what you should have said.
Yeah. Not exactly what I was thinking.
Hey, baby, you need some help with that?
Well, after sitting behind the car for...
You know what that sounds like?
Yeah, what?
You know what that sounds
What's
like?
What's it sound like?
Hey, baby, you need some help with that?
Yeah, because I know your patience is right there with mine, okay?
Be quiet already.
If you were behind that car for 5 minutes...
Be quiet over there, will you?
I'm sure you'd be like, excuse me, ma'am, seems like you're struggling with the machine. May I be of assistance?
I would have, no, I would not have. So, exactly right.
Anyway.
Hey, move it along!
So... Today,
independent women.
Yeah, strong woman, don't need a man.
All right.
Even though she has no way of knowing that her phone is not going to get her out of the building. Put credit card in the machine. We covered this earlier in the week. Anyway, polar opposite today, an older couple staying. What is our new hotel over here called? It's no longer the what's it called?
What's that?
Starwind?
Okay. It used to be the W.
Used to be
got
the
a
W.
New name. Coming up the escalator. And as I'm coming up the escalator, there's a lady behind me with her husband, and I can hear them talking. They got New York accents.
Yeah.
And as I hold the door for them, because they've got suitcases, they didn't know where to go up, and it's a bit confusing. When you're at Colony Square, if you don't know, they were trying to get to the hotel. So I said, no, you go right there, just walk through the food court. It's easy to get to. And she goes, oh, my God, what are you wearing? I go, what do you mean? Oh, that smells good. I go, you see, he smells good.
Okay.
Now she's arguing with her husband.
Oh.
And I go, well, it's just, I think I'm wearing, I think it's Bulgari, black for men. And she's like, okay. She goes, see, he wears like Stetson. Now she's giving me too much information.
Oh, wow.
And it's, now I'm getting like this older couple. I'm like, well, yeah, my father-in-law wears Stetson. See, it's an old person's cologne.
What did she, roll up on you and sniff you?
As I held the door, she walked by me. And I mean, I don't overspray. I'm a one spray guy. One spray per pit and that's it.
I can overspray.
Well, I mean, if you're going out for a long night, it's Vegas.
Yeah, absolutely.
Day-Day, where do you fall on this? One
I
spray?
Can overspray.
One spray per pit?
I'm about a four pumper.
Okay. Big O?
Hey now, Mr. Four Pumper.
Hi-O.
Hold on.
He's definitely a four pumper. He's got five kids.
Okay, I'm just trying to get that in my head. Yes.
No, I mean,
four pumps. That's about
I go
right.
Pit, and undercarriage. If you get lucky, it's if you're okay, someone.
So you're doing the spray. You don't do the. I use the roll on.
Okay. So you're doing the axe. You're doing the roll on. You're doing the roll.
Yeah. Like Old Spice has like this crazy amount of like really interesting scents. Today I'm wearing Apple Orchard.
Okay.
Oh, that's crazy.
We got the best smelling engineer in the business, ladies and gentlemen.
Damn right.
To your point though, today I will say this. You know how we have the escalators. Right. That come up from the parking lot, right? And this beautiful woman was coming in, I think, on the second. Actually, it had to be, the second floor, because I was coming up from the third. And she's coming up. And to your point, have you ever just passed someone, just the whiff of perfume? That's what she, you're like, what is she wearing? And she was going up the stairs on the escalator. And I did the same thing today where I was like, it just was following her, like, and she smelled incredible.
With that pie to the window, so that's what Carl was.
And I was like, wow. But I did not ask her what she was wearing.
Nobody. If you remember, like Ben Stiller's mother and father, Jerry Stiller, you remember from Seinfeld, and his wife Ann Mira were stand-up comedians, and that's what this couple reminded me of. They're like the quintessential New Yorkers. They're going to get into a big conversation right in the middle of you holding the door, just rope you into it. But it was right, like an episode of Seinfeld. Hey, man, the latest news coming out of this. A gambling scandal that involves Chauncey Billups, and we're going to find out if the feds can prove their case, and Rozier and a few other players, is a guy who's been Johnny on the spot, and that's Pablo Torre. Yeah, he's got some sources with the NYPD who have some friends apparently in the feds investigation who say that Kevin Garnett is one of the victims of Operation Royal Flush. That was the mob-manipulated card game. Story goes that apparently Kevin Garnett got hustled out of five to six figures in 2019.
Anything is possible!
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, if they're using the auto shuffler deck, which somebody they have a computer expert that manipulated.
Yeah. I hate to hear that, though, man. I told you yesterday, that's the part for me, especially if Chauncey knew. Like, and again, we assume he did, but Mike, if he was in debt... Okay, in some way, and they had some leverage on him, and they were just like, bring some guys in, you know, come on, we want some of your friends. And he's bringing these guys in. I'm like, those are your boys.
Chauncey, I mean, you're talking Hall of Famer, NBA champion, because if he was the conduit, and again, he's listed in the indictment, this is for the poker side of the thing, not the point shaving. I wonder if it was Black Tony, Albanian Bruce, or Johnny Chan, if it wasn't Chauncey. I could read the names from this indictment. It's literally a scene
it's so funny.
From Goodfellas when you got Henry Hill explaining all the guys that made up the gang back in the day. Funniest meme I saw this week from a guy named Mike Beauvais, who said the NBA is very concerned about multiple arrests as a result of the FBI sports gambling code, and they've got an article, a fake ad for DraftKings with the NBA logo.
Yeah.
Use code multiple arrests for 30% off your first bet.
That's really funny.
See?
That's funny.
Made me chuckle. Hey, we're talking about guy stuff. We just talked about cologne. If you're busy or you just want to get food quickly, eating alone. Are you cool with eating
the
alone?
The four pumps?
Eating?
Yeah. Eating by yourself.
Oh, yes, I am.
I did yesterday at the bar.
Yes, I am.
No problem. Matter of fact, by the way, hats off to everybody at Gustin's. Everybody in the liquor and beer business was at the bar yesterday that came to see our show. We really appreciate that. Some great people.
Walt, absolutely.
Cusick, one of our buddies from Miller, and everybody else was out there. But no, I grabbed I got a sandwich at the bar by myself. I'm at the airport. Who doesn't have a problem with that? Joe Flacco, if you didn't hear the audio, we didn't get a chance to play it this week, was talking about his eating habits. Take a listen.
Call home. Go sit at a restaurant by myself and realize that, man, that's pretty enjoyable to do. I tell people all the time. I mean, I used to see guys sitting at a bar by themselves or, just sitting by themselves eating and grabbing a little meal. And I'm like, man, I feel so bad for that guy. Like, you almost want to go join him. And now I realize, like, that dude was in heaven. and not to say that that's obviously not what I want. I'd rather I'd rather be at home sitting at the dinner table with my kids and hearing what the hell they were talking about all day. But there are, but if you have to do it, then you might as well take advantage of it.
There you go. And I think every guys can relate to that, especially, you know, if you're, and for whether you're a working mom and you got a house full of kids, nice to have some just you time. Here's Ja'Marr Chase, though.
Because just to that, Flacco, that was the realest thing I've ever heard, man. Like, right. As a dad with two small kids, the moments that I get to kind of, I love my family so, so much, mm-hmm. but the moments I get to not be around them, they're heaven, man.
Yeah. Is your wife listening right now?
She knows how much I love her, and she knows how much she enjoys her private moments as
well. Okay, all right. Because Ja'Marr Chase, he thought it was kind of jive, right?
Have you done that, gone to a restaurant by yourself and just been able to take a breath?
By myself?
You had that phase of life.
Of course not. I would never go eat by myself.
Why not?
I could do that at home.
If you walked into a restaurant and you saw Joe Flacco sitting there by himself, would you join him or just be like,
I would tell him, bro, we got to go get in the back room or something. You don't need to be in the front, you know?
Okay. So Ja'Marr doesn't have that family element that Joe does, so he's a different spin on things as a bachelor.
He ain't got five kids at home, man. Look, brother, I get you, but like, it's cool to be hanging out. You got a lot of money, your boys. You get five kids at home, priorities change. I'm with Joe Flacco on this. Mike, I loved it when he said it, but it made me laugh because I cannot tell you how many times I've gone into a restaurant, or Michelle and I have gone into a place, there's a dude on his computer sitting at the bar. We sit at the bar. And you're like, hey, how you doing? And you're like, how you doing? And it's like, you start having a conversation, you realize, oh, okay, well, yeah, nice to meet you. Then you go to that same restaurant, and the dude's in there the following week, sitting in the same spot. Yeah. And you're like, hey, didn't we see you in here last week? He's like, yeah, I come in here all the time. He needs peace. Right. He needs time away from his family. And the guy finally admits, yeah, I'm in here a lot, man. I come in every week. You know, at 5 to 7, I'm usually in here. Huh. It's just what guys do. And I don't have any issue with it, but I'm with Big O. Like, to admit it, like, I'm in a new city. I'm going to go have dinner by myself.
Good for him. And, again, a lot of folks, it's funny, the traction has gotten to Orin's point for everything Orin just talked about. Just have some quiet time for yourself. And see if you got a house with you. It's one thing if you live in a condo. I know, like, during COVID, Becky was ready to strangle me because I'm doing the radio show off the kitchen because, you know, you got one of those, like, little alcoves, you know, for the computer bay.
Sure.
And, you know, then it gets a little crazy. But if you got a house where you got enough room for many nights, we have that classic husband-wife argument. You want to watch? I don't want to watch that. Well, I don't want to watch that. I already saw that. Well, I'm going to the bedroom. I want to watch that. So you got two TVs. Problem solved.
That's right. Yeah, you can escape. Day-Day, we can bring you into this. Do you ever escape your kids? Can you escape your kids when everybody's at home?
And they got a wide age group, from college kids to little kids.
You escape the kids?
Yeah, because a lot of times what happens for me is I can go into the basement. Well, I take that back. I forgot the 13-year-old.
There
his
you
game
go.
Console is in the basement. Uh-huh. So I have to. Sometimes what I have to do with him is I have to be like, all right, you got to take a break.
So you can get down there.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I find it funny, man. But no, Mike, I do not have a problem eating. I know you said you did it yesterday. I've never had an issue doing that at all.
I used to go to the movies by myself.
Me too.
Yeah, see, we had that debate last year. I've never done that. Me and Patrick John years ago, we went and saw The Wolf of Wall Street. Two guys, like, okay, we're going to sit two seats apart with two popcorns in the middle. But no, never went by myself. Hey, let me pay off the tease on the story. Meant to have this in yesterday's Guy Talk. We got our Falcon Report coming up next, though, Steve Coonan, about the Hawks. Steve will personally apologize to all Hawks fans for that dreadful performance on Wednesday night, coming up in just minutes. Now, I guess there's a million beauty pageants all over the world. And here's another one, Miss Grand International. I guess it's for women of a certain age, early 30s. They have like cougar contests now.
Okay.
You know, you get your regular Miss Universe and all that. Well, a confusing moment. This was in Bangkok, Thailand. Miss Grand International is named. The announcer says, and this year's Miss is Miss Panama. And I guess she couldn't hear in the back of the stage. She thought she heard, it's Miss Panama. So she just starts striding up to the stage. Okay. Oh, my God. Hey, that her face crying. And everyone's looking at her like, what are you doing? And she walks all the way up to the front.
It wasn't Panama?
I beg your pardon. It's Miss Paraguay.
Oh, snap.
So, yeah, the dude that was announcing it was like, sorry about that. Matthew Dean interrupted as she was walking up. So she's already done the whole walk. Awkward silence. A lot of noise in the hall. Sorry about that. Fans packed from all over the world. Not Miss Panama, Miss Paraguay.
What are you going to do to make this right to her?
Well, again, he actually said Miss Paraguay, but she heard it as Panama. Yeah. It wasn't like Steve Harvey. Hold on, y'all. Wait a minute.
Yeah. Steve said, y'all still want to talk about that, huh? Yes, Steve, it's not going anywhere.
Herrera was forced to walk all the way back from her position as Miss Paraguay, of course, went to the front.
Why you bringing up old
I'm just saying. Yeah, just saying. That's crazy. I feel bad for her, though.
Paraguay.
Mike, to walk all the way up there?
Yes, and everyone's like, what are you doing? Anyway, that's your guy talk here on a Friday.
All right, man. Steve Kuhn is going to join us. Do want to tell you guys, this is being reported, that Lane Kiffin plans to address the Florida job with his players.
Oh.
Lane Kiffin has said that he does not usually address these kinds of things when it comes to coaching rumors in season because there's so much more football to play.
Hmm.
But that is something he says he's going to do.
You're trying to nip it in the bud?
Yeah, because everybody's saying, hey, Lane Kiffin. We said it yesterday. His name is on top of everybody's list.
And as Saban would say, rat poison. This is the stuff which gets kids distracted, and you got a really tough road game coming up against Oklahoma.
All right. Steve Kuhnin, Hawks CEO, next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Steve Kuhnin's here, Hawks CEO, to join us as he does on Fridays, guys. It's Dukes and Bell. Coming up, we'll get you caught up on the latest with the Falcons as we get ready for the Dolphins on Sunday. Steve, Hawks back in action tonight. You can listen right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. How you doing, first of all? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. How are you guys?
Well, good. I think everybody around the country yesterday was surprised by the arrest made stemming from the FBI's NBA gambling investigation. Let's start there. What is your take? What were you thinking when you heard about it? And obviously, I know the NBA is doing everything to cooperate.
It makes me very sad. I don't really understand what the possible motivation could be for this type of behavior. You know, the thing that I've advocated for legalized gambling and still do is that without it, we would have never known about this.
Right.
It catches the bad guys. But obviously, there's some in the league who just kind of don't get it and would risk their reputations, their career, and a huge paycheck for peanuts compared to what they make.
Right.
Absolute peanuts. So, you know, it's sad. It's going to put a little bit of a cloud over the start of the season. And, you know, hopefully we find out the truth and it gets to court quickly.
Right. We said this yesterday, Steve. I mean, between the TV contracts, the ratings, which have been the best ever, you know, and it's just the style of play. We talked about, I mean, regular season aside and all those, you know, clanging threes, the playoffs have put up huge numbers. It's the league is in a great place. It's as long as it stops here, as long as there's no one else is implicated. And it was embarrassing enough that, you know, a former teammate of LeBron, apparently, and he got a heads up LeBron wasn't going to play, and he passed that along to the Sharps. So it's you're right. You nailed it. They can trace it. The algorithms catch any funny business. But to the casual fan, a lot of folks get on their high moral horse and don't understand how it works.
You know, we spent hours. I have in my inbox now, I have to take about a 35-minute survey, quiz, whatever you want to call it, online about gambling. And you can't tip. You can't bet. You can't, you know, somebody says to me, a friend of mine says, hey, is Trey playing tonight? Casual question among friends.
Right.
I cannot answer that.
Leave steak out of
no,
this.
No, I cannot answer that. And
you're right.
Part of this hopefully just raises the awareness for players. You can't be casual with these things.
Yeah, it's something I was talking about yesterday, Steve. The thing that I think most fans understand or know is that all of these players, coaches, all the staff, the front office folks are aware. You have to pass these courses that the NBA requires you to have to be a part of the league. And it's not as if they don't know. And I think that's part of this is like, I hear this all the time. Well, did he not know? No, they know what you can and can't do. But I think what you're saying is very, it's on point because we take it in stride every day. Mike and I get asked questions all the time because people think that we have inside information.
Right.
Sometimes we do. Sometimes we don't. But we take it as, hey, Dukes, do you know what's going on with this? And you kind of say, oh, yeah, I heard he's okay or I heard he's not okay. People take that information and run with it.
Oh, I asked not to be sent the injury reports anymore.
Really?
I don't want to know.
Yeah. Yeah, because that way you're not asked.
You know,
yeah.
Right.
That way, if I'm asked, I can go, I don't know. I don't get the injury report.
Will Adam Silver and the league lean now on their partners to say take the prop bets off the board? Maybe only like the elite players, only like the top 10 in scoring or something, because obviously it's so easy to monkey around with guys that are playing less than 10 minutes a game.
Honestly, I don't know what he can and can't do. I don't know when we say partners, I mean, these are sponsorships. These are transactions. They're not, you know, sharing profits. We don't get a profit of people's wins and losses from these big right. sports gambling companies. But I do think, you know, when I've talked to the president of FanDuel or DraftKings, they say, you know, in 43 million bets, we've had two problems. You wouldn't take products off the shelf for two problems right. in 43 million. Fair, but it does seem like, you know, maybe anybody outside of the top eight. What I worry about is college. I really don't worry about the NBA. But you're in, you know, there's 360-something teams in the NCAA college. If you're at a small school, you're the seventh guy, and there's odds on you. You know, that's scary to me, and that's something that I do worry about, and I hope that mind smarter than mine can figure out the best way to not put those kids in that position. But I'll tell you something, and I know we've all yelled at players and that have cost us money in a bet, and this one dropped this and missed the extra point or the field goal. I sat at a game last year, and the first time ever I heard a fan just go nuts on a player for hitting a three because he bet that they would score under. And it's kind of surreal, you know? Instead of caring for the team, he's betting that we miss. Mm.
There's a lot of that going on. No, there is. And look, I'll say this on a personal level, just because I do have friends that actually play and guys that have played. It bugs the hell out of me when fans randomly, for the first time ever, you don't have a relationship with them. You don't know them. You just watch them play, and they come up and immediately go, you know what? You cost me money. It's like, really? That's the first thing out of your mouth? And it's that's the stuff that players go, man, I don't want to hear that. You know, like, that's not what I'm thinking about. These guys go out, they're trying to win. 99% of these guys are out there competing their butts off trying to win. And I agree with you, Steve. Part of that is the degenerates, and there are a lot of us out here that put money on games and bet, and that's all they care about, right? That's all that they are focused on. It is not the team or, hey, how good the team's going to be or if they win. And a lot of times that's the first thing players hear from fans that they don't even know.
Yeah, I think there's a real positive side to sports betting, but there's also a dark side. And I think we're seeing the dark side. And I think what you just talked about, Carl, is part of that, that you kind of lose your fandom and you mix it up with cash.
Right.
You know, and it's a tough thing to do.
No, that's why players, the same thing. We get the same reaction. We talk to even Falcon players about fantasy football stats. That gets a major eye roll as well. It's our buddy Steve Kuhnin, CEO for your Atlanta Hawks. No, there was no fix. We just played like crap, Steve. What the heck happened on Wednesday? My God, we're looking for no transitional defense, no rebounding. Well, I mean, what the heck is going to – how long is it going to take for everything to coalesce with all these new faces?
I'm smiling because at least you said no fix. Then you trashed us. So well done. Now that was ugly. That was miserable. That was not good. And obviously it's going to take some time and we got a really tough schedule to start. We're playing a really, really, tough Orlando team tonight. And then we go against the World Champs tomorrow night in a back to back. So I do think it'll take a little bit of time for everybody to get in the right position, for everybody to understand the rhythms. More than half of our team is new, but that was tough. And I hope the fantastic fans who came out, who got excited, who we didn't deliver for, you know, continue to come back out, because I do feel very positive about the team. But It was not pretty. I cannot come up with any way. I've been thinking about it most of the day.
Yeah.
You know, that was just ugly.
I'll tell you what wasn't ugly. It's Steve Kuhnin, Hawks CEO, Hawks and Magic tonight right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at 7 o'clock. And that's your Georgia Bulldogs. Look, this stunner, Gunnar Stockton kid, man, he's got a lot of grit to him, Steve, and they're off this week. They'll play Florida next week. Mike mentioned Billy Napier got. They'll have an interim coach. That may look a little different, but it's still Florida. But you surprised where the Dogs are or not at all?
No, I'm not. I mean, you know, we've talked about it, and I tease about Kirby's aggression, but that's what it is. They do not think will lose the game. And in the fourth quarter, they just wear them out. 17-0 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
I mean, 17-0. That's when it matters. That's when it matters. So and speaking of sports gambling, they covered the spread. They're down by 9, and they covered.
They did.
Right. And by the way, Steve, since, you know, for those, we remind folks every day we pick up new listeners. Thank you. But Steve was a big shot in TV, and before that at Coke, before we got to the Hawks. Steve, I just thought it was so cool. Oren, our engineer producer, talked about it on our podcast. Nostalgia, a great mix of history and humor. NBC just nailed it, just completely knocked it out of the park on the season curtain raiser.
Yeah, they really did, and the ratings were terrific, as was the game, double overtime. I'm praying that Oklahoma City comes in here exhausted and possibly gets a little bit of the Atlanta flu tonight. So, guys, if you're listening, go out and have a great time.
Right.
Exactly. But NBC did a really good job. You know, I mean, there's things as a former team. I didn't like the stand-up halftime show. And by the way, I got to hand it to ESPN. They did let Inside the NBA, which I was so fortunate to have a part in at Turner, be itself. Mm-hmm. And it kind of like, what's everybody talking about? This is Inside the NBA, and they let them go. And I couldn't even go to sleep. I was enjoying watching it so much, and it was on late.
I agree. Charles, what's up, Chuck? Lost some weight? Shaq's being Shaq, Kenny and look, Ernie is Ernie. I'm with you. I said this to Big O, our engineer today, who worked at Turner for some time. The emblems change, but the show is the show. And I love the fact that they haven't, Mike, this is Mike and I's worst fear. They didn't mess with it. Let these guys do what they do. I totally agree. Steve Kuhnin, man, great to talk with you as always. Hawks Magic tonight. Tomorrow, guys, OKC, the champs. In town, taking on our Hawks.
Come on down.
Yeah, it's back to back.
It's going to be a good game tomorrow night.
I agree. It's going to be a lot of fun. Steve, have a great weekend. Thank you so much.
Take care, guys.
Be cool. Well. Yeah, one of the things we didn't mention in Guy Talk, we're covering all the angles on the gambling scandal, was kind of spirited debate with Kenny and Charles about it last night.
Yeah, both of those guys had their opinions about it. I wanted to mention, I wanted to wait till Steve went off because I didn't want him to feel like, you know, he's a part of it. Porzingis out tonight. Zachary Richache, questionable, okay? So, and the Porzingis thing, understand this. This is how this is going to be at the beginning
right.
of the season.
Question I asked you about how they're going to handle the big fella's load management. I know we hate that phrase, but here's a guy that if we're going to be something special, it's the chicken and the egg. How do you get to the four seed with this guy taking every other night off? But then you want to have him healthy when it's April and May.
No back-to-backs last year for Porzingis. Here's the deal. They play tomorrow night. He's not going to miss tomorrow night. Right.
But this is a big front court, big lot of size in Orlando tonight.
It is. All right. Just want to give Hawks fans that info as you listen tonight. What's the deal with Porzingis? He's just out.
All right.
Coming up, what's going to happen on Sunday? I am a little nervous.
I got three words for you on that.
Okay. I can't wait to hear them. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bill.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.